Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Binks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. McCoskey moves to second. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Vallow moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon bunts towards first. Binks fields the ball and throws to Fowler covering. Safe. Fleming moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fleming moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0-for-1 in the game. Juist hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Peck reaches second base with a double. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-2 in the game. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Peck scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCoskey moves to third. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovic hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-3 in the game. Siri hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain pinch hits for Bob Savage. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rosar to Joost covering second. The throw back to home, and Keltner is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 3 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Binks moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleiman strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 4 in the game. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Adams pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.